We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Peter Rosenberg joins us now. Peter, what's up, man? You ready for this draft?
I'm ready for it to be over because the report that you just gave is about the equivalent of every report that I've heard throughout this week.
You're not fired up that Jaden Daniels' marketing team has hooked up a Buffalo Wild Wings collab?
No.
Well,
no,
I should tweet him. I've been getting Buffalo Wild Wings all day.
I'm as fired up as about every other report I've gotten. I'm convinced that the draft week is the week for sports media to prove that it is absolutely worthless. I mean, no information I feel like is particularly worthwhile that we've got. Tell me the big thing we've learned in the last 2 weeks of nonstop coverage that is really valuable.
Well, where were you for Emoji Gate, Peter? Clearly that moved heaven and earth.
So, yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready for it to be over. I look forward to that pick at 2, and then I will be flipping back to the NBA to see what the Knicks and the Sixers do. But I am looking forward to seeing, you know, what this regime is going to do at quarterback, because I don't know if there's a team with a bigger draft night, frankly, than the Commanders.
I'm with you, man. Remember, in the void of real information, nonsense becomes currency. With the number 2 pick, it's finally
here. That's why you
keep
giving us this nonsense, huh?
Listen, I'm just trying to help the people get some free wings, B. But it's finally draft day. Rosenberg, who's your pick?
It's like one of those things when you're negotiating. It's like little kids negotiating. You kind of want what everybody else wants. That's the way it ends up feeling, right? Like, I don't have one thing that I know I want because I can't tell you who I think is going to be the most successful quarterback. So I think in over the last 6 weeks, I've been leaning Jaden Daniels. Then you start to see the kind of interest around Drake May, and you're like, wait a second. Should it be Drake May? But when it's all said and done to me, it's been feeling like Daniels. That's sort of been the way that the tea leaves have been read for me. Is that Jaden Daniels is the next quarterback of the Washington Commanders.
Wow. Yeah, I think it feels that way to me. Now, Doc, who is joining us, also Peter, Doc Walker's with us, believes it's going to be Drake May.
I won't be mad if you're right, Doc. I really won't. I neither one of them is going to make me scream. Like I'm kind of good with either way. What makes you think, Doc, it's going to be Drake May?
I think the background with the coordinator system, the origins of what this brand was all about is how they picked their assistant coaches. I think that background means a little something. Obviously, the eyeball test and the big freaky-looking kid who's 21. And they, when you went out and got Marcus as a bridge guy, why'd you do that? And I just think if it happens, then it'll make sense. If it doesn't, then cool. Either way, as long as they get a human, I'll live with it.
They're going to get a
human.
What? That's I assure you.
I'm confident in that. But I don't hate that logic, though. I mean, honestly, I really don't. And I both guys do seem appealing. There is something weird to me about, like, giving it a shot with back-to-back North Carolina quarterbacks is almost weird, considering I don't know who's the best North Carolina quarterback of all time.
Were you getting the kid out of Duke? Can you consider Duke,
no,
Carolina?
You're saying
you mean
just
UNC,
UNC
or the area?
No, Roman I meant Gabriel. UNC.
T.J. Yates?
Hey. Wow. How do you like that?
I don't know.
Okay, well, that's the case. I'm going to back off of that.
Peter, is there a scenario tonight that does piss you off? Like if they trade back or they surprise the world and go with McCarthy or something?
Well, again, and this is all based on sort of like bias and hype and what you hear people saying, yeah, moving around to try to get McCarthy would bother me because it just seems like the consensus is those who seem to be really in on this conversation aren't interested in McCarthy. So I suppose that would make me go, you know what it is? With the history of this team, doing anything too wacky will bother me. I just don't want wackiness tonight. I'm not, you don't need to be wacky. You're picking at number two. Let's not be cute. Let's get the guy you want.
You're not looking for another Topgolf draft party, I take it.
I'm not against the Topgolf draft party either. I'm not making a big deal about it. But that wouldn't be how I want to select. Like, let's not base it on who scored the best at Topgolf.
Right. I'm with you.
We might just score it on who was at the facility while other people was at Topgolf.
So, Peter, obviously it's draft night, but we'd be remiss not to ask you. I was up there for a couple days earlier in the week. What is the buzz in New York right now with the Knicks and the Rangers both up 2-0 in their series? I mean, folks are fired up. And the Yankees still kicking ass.
I'm bummed I didn't get to see you. The Passover got in the way. I would have loved to visit for a few. The excitement here is palpable. And I think you threw in a key piece there at the end. The Yankees are playing pretty well. And how about this? After a terrible start, the Mets are playing pretty well. So up and down, it's a fun time. But for me, as someone who does not love talking baseball every day for 4 months, I just want this winter sport playoff run to last a while. And this Knicks team to me is so incredibly appealing. You know, I'm a Celtics fan, and I have to tell you guys, like, there's not a team I enjoy watching play more than the New York Knicks. They play eight players, okay? Tibbs is only going to play you eight players, but every single one that plays scraps. I mean, I don't know how much Doc Walker has gotten a chance to watch this team, but this is the kind of team that Doc Walker would be proud to watch play. They just get after it.
Yeah, I just love the way they defend. And they've got to be healthy, and they are now, reasonably so. And the vibe from the guard, it really has everything. And that way that game ended blew me away. Give me more of that.
It's very, very appealing.
The two threes down the stretch.
Yep.
Dude,
got to get a win though. This will be a tough one to lose. You don't want to get back into a real series with Philadelphia. Embiid can kill you any given night. So I think if you're the Knicks, you'd really love to take their heart and get the 3-0 lead tonight.
Doc, does Brunson qualify as a canine?
Full-fledged.
Yeah, he strikes me as a canine, man.
Full-fledged. Yeah.
Now, Peter, we know you, unfortunately, are a Pens fan, but when the Rangers are playing the Caps, how do you work that out? Are you rooting for New York, rooting for the content for your own radio programs? Like, what do you do there?
No, I naturally, organically root for the Caps. Like, I do. But this year, I paid enough attention in my conversations with you and with my friends who are Caps fans, truthfully, to know not to invest very much in the series. I mean, funny, the Caps and the Penguins were very similar. Like,
yeah, totally.
Two just aging teams who kind of fell off a cliff. It came down to the last week on which one of those two aging teams would squeeze into the playoffs. It happened to be the Caps. But from everything I've been able to gather by this Ranger team throughout the season, this is going to be a tough matchup. And if you're a Caps fan, obviously, listen, I told Ranger fans yesterday, be prepared because it's game three in Washington, and this is a base that is, A, close enough to a Stanley Cup championship that they're still going to be lit up when you get a playoff game. And obviously people are going to be waiting and rooting to wake up Ovi. But, man, It's kind of weird to see Ovi become mortal in front of our very eyes. And when you see his shot output in this series so far, it's hard to not start thinking that the end is somewhat near.
It's been a tough series for Ovi. I'm not willing to count him out tomorrow night, though, kind of get his legs back and get back into this. What will you do tonight for the draft? Do you get to lock in and watch it? Are you going to – do you have a multiple TV situation? What do you do?
No. I've told you this before, guys. I know this is weird, okay? I am the kind of person who, on my honeymoon, I was in Rio de Janeiro with my beautiful wife this past winter, and the Commanders were playing one of the most disgusting games ever against the New York Jets. And on my last day of my honeymoon, I spent 3 hours inside watching a meaningless Commander game. That's who I am. Yet, when draft night comes, I'm sorry to my company that I work for, I am fine to basically see my team pick, and the rest is just following along online. Like, I don't know how the former athletes on the program feel. I would rather watch the competitive sport being played, the NBA playoffs, and read along with the draft than hear 8 minutes, all due respect, of the great Mel Kiper every minute. I'm kind of good. So I'm going to see the Commanders pick.
I'm with you,
and
Peter.
I'm going Knicks Sixers.
I'm 100% with you because everybody lose their mind over when somebody's going to be drafted. I don't care when you get drafted. I care how you play once you're drafted.
Amen.
Yeah, I care how you approach yourself and then dedicate yourself to it. And, you know, I said last night in a little deal, easy to get drafted, hard to stay around. How many of these guys going to stay around? That's the ones I care about.
I'll watch every second of the draft.
Well, you're a journalist.
Something.
Yeah.
Peter, thank you as always, brother. Always
Thanks,
good to
Peter.
Talk to you.
Hey, guys, next week, let's talk about a new quarterback.
It's going to be fun,
there
man.
There you go, brother.
It's coming.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.